This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Families carried flowers and dolls to an outdoor memorial as they mourned the victims of a deadly mass shooting at an elementary school in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. Three children and three adults died in the shooting, which happened Monday morning at the Covenant School, a private Christian elementary school. Police identified the shooter as a 28-year-old Nashville woman who had attended the school. They say she was under the care of a doctor for an emotional disorder, but was still able to legally purchase seven firearms, three of which were used in Monday's rampage. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done his part. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
Not long before that, number two Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Tuesday that Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He said in an exclusive interview with the AP that if Bakhmut fell to Russian forces, their president, Vladimir Putin, would react his way.
He will sell this victory. He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran, to all the countries.
This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. Harris is holding a roundtable of women entrepreneurs Wednesday in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, before departing for Tanzania, the next leg of her week-long Africa tour. Britain's new king is taking part in welcoming ceremonies at this moment in Germany, making his debut on the world stage about 550 miles northeast of where he had intended to start his trip. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
With the first leg cancelled due to protests over planned pension changes in France, the trip now starts in Berlin. The king is scheduled to give a speech to the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, on Thursday. He will also meet Chancellor Olaf Scholz, talk to Ukrainian refugees, and will meet with British and German military personnel who are working together on joint projects. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In un trágico incendio en Ciudad Juárez, México.
Pope Francis on Wednesday encouraged the faithful to pray for the migrants who died in a fire at a detention center in Mexico at his weekly audience with the faithful in St. Peter's Square. At least 40 men died in the fire at the detention center in the border town of Juárez when guards refused to let them out as the blaze burned through the building. The migrants had set the fire in protest over their conditions. Those who died were all men from Guatemala, Honduras, Venezuela, and El Salvador. Immigration authorities said they released 15 women when the fire broke out, but have not explained why no men were released. Surveillance video released Tuesday shows after migrants placed the mattresses against the bars of their detention cell and set them on fire, guards quickly walked away and made no apparent attempt to release them before smoke filled the room and left dozens dead. Migrant advocates who recently denounced more aggressive tactics said Tuesday that the immigration facility was over capacity and that the site of the fire was small and lacked ventilation. Families and rescue groups worked to find dozens of people missing after a landslide smothered buildings and a stadium in the small city of Aluisi, Ecuador, killing at least eight people. A large mass of land collapsed on Sunday night after heavy rains, which destroyed roads and bridges and infrastructure. About 67 people were missing as of Tuesday, according to Ecuador's disaster agency, and around 32 survivors had been rescued. If you'd like to know more about that story or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.